Philadelphia officials have wined and dined members of the Democratic National Committee this week in hopes of convincing them to hold their party's 2016 presidential convention here. If successful, should city taxpayers help to finance the event? WHYY's Holly Otterbein reports that the Philadelphia City Council's president says he expects they'll offer some support.
City Council President Daryl Clark says he doesn't know exactly how much money Philadelphia would spend, but he says the city would only provide logistical support, such as police overtime, and would spend no general fund dollars.
It's actually no different than some of the large events that we've done. You always have to provide logistical support where you do spend city money, but the return on that investment is significant. When we had Live Aid here, I mean, it was significant. And when you look at the money that was generated from hotels, revenue, taxes, all the things associated with a large group of people, we got that money back.
When Philadelphia hosted the Republican National Convention in 2000, a city report found the event generated $345 million for the regional economy. Taxpayers kicked in $39 million at the time, including cash and in-kind contributions. Mayor Michael Nutter and former Governor Ed Rendell have said repeatedly that no tax dollars would be used to support this event. Rendell is chairman of a nonprofit guiding the city's bid to host the 2016 convention.
One other thing that the mayor made clear to me when we started this venture, his full support, and he's been terrific, but he made clear that unlike 2000, the city could not put any cash into the fundraising pot, and we understand that.
Rendell added later that the city may help with cleanup at minimal cost to taxpayers. A spokesman for Nutter says the city has made no promise to provide in-kind support. He says the matter is, quote, still an issue of discussion. I'm Holly Otterbein, WHYY News.